looking for EI7CV. Echo India 7, Charlie Victor, Palm Gulf 3, Whiskey Yankee November. Is it there, Sean?
Yes, indeed. Good morning. Golf 3 Whiskey Yankee November. This is Echo India 7 Charlie Victor. And good morning again and congratulations, Ken. Great to hear you. The great big signal there. Back over to you, Ken. Go ahead.
Very good. Right. That's just wonderful, Sean. And right now we are being recorded by Phil, who's got up at God knows when. And here he is. And this is to commemorate our 2,000th on-the-air contact since over the last 45 years. And I think that's something that we should commemorate. We certainly will. Whether the rest of Mid-Sussex will has yet to be seen. But great to hear you. Wonderful signal. I put the doublet back up. It's still windy. I'm still here. We're both around. There we go. Who said it couldn't be done? Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, Ken. Good morning again, G3WYN, and good morning to Phil, G4UDU there. It's really great to have made it this far, and I kept thinking back to the first time we met, actually. And the first time we met was over the radio. The second time we met was when I was visiting the consulting engineers in Brighton, and you invited me down to dinner with yourself and Stella. And it turned out to be a really bad blizzard of an evening, and the trains were very, very dodgy. But I made it as far as Hayward Seat Station, and then contacted you, and you just said, oh, get a taxi over. And of course, there wasn't a taxi within sight of the station. They were all grounded with the snow. So what did Ken do? Ken got in his car and drove over, struggled through the snow, picked me up, rather bedraggled and bewildered and so on, and brought me over to Cuckfield, where Stella and the boys gave me a great welcome. So all this has been going through my mind yesterday when I was thinking about this. And then the official business I was on, of course, which was getting started on this project in Saudi Arabia. And that all went through, and you know the rest, Ken. It's been lovely. So, of course, I have to say we miss our partners. Nancy's not with me anymore, and Stella's passed away, and we have to keep going on our own now. So that's how it is. Well, it's just got bright daylight here. It's been raining during the night, and we have no white frost or anything on the grass. Yesterday morning, we were all completely covered with snow here, which melted during the morning. But today is a better day. The temperature is up by a few degrees. And back over to you, Ken. G3WYN from EI7, Charlie Victor.
Very good. Okay, Sean. Well, as you say, we have a lot to think about. Right, this is wonderful. And before we start, I have a glass of Glenlivet, 15-year-old, single malt. I'm just taking to EI7CV in friendship. There you go, that tasted lovely. Right, GCWYN and the Mid-Sussex Sunday morning net, good morning. Anyone else to join us?
G9DZ, good morning.
T0GNC, hello Chris. Anybody else?
EI9DZ.
EI9DZ, got up early. Good morning, Jerry. Any more?
F4GHB.
F4GHB. Bonjour, mon ami. How good of you to join us. And as you possibly heard from Sean, this is Sean and I's 2,000th contact, generally on 80 metres, but in fact, on, as I work it out, 10 countries and 4 continents. Over about 48 years, so it's something to celebrate, Elaine. Anybody else?
Mike Zero, Whiskey Victor Echo.
Mike Zero. Whiskey Victor Echo, good start. Any more?
Mike Zero Kilo Papa Delta Mobile.
Mike Zero Kilo Papa Delta Mobile. Some of them are getting up. Any more? Well, I'll do for start, won't it? Okay, Sean, you take it, give it to Chris. I've got Chris, Jerry, Elaine, Mervyn, and Rob. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, Ken. Very fine. G3WYN on QSO number 2000. This is Echo India 7, Charlie Victor. Still alive and kicking. And I have a little toast for the occasion. It's in the form of Bushmills Black, which was very kindly presented to me by a friend, a very good friend and neighbour, at Christmas time, so I've kept it since then. So I have to say good morning to Chris, G0GMC, great to hear you, Chris. And then EI9DZ, Jerry, good morning to you, Jerry. You've been a stalwart, supporter all down through the years. And keeping it up. And Foxtrot 4 Golf Hotel, bravo, good morning to you, bonjour, Alain, and nice to hear you there. And then I have Mike Zero Whiskey Victor Echo, Mervyn, good morning to you, Mervyn. And finally, the last one heard here was Mike Zero Kilo Papa Delta Mobile. So now I'm passing it on to Chris, G0 GMC. You take it from Echo India 7, Charlie Victor.
Yeah, EI7CV, G0GMC. Well, good morning to everybody on the frequency, especially to you, Sean, and Ken. G3WIN, EI7CV. Well, commemorable morning today. I've got a big 2000 in the logbook, and I'm very proud to be part of this network for many, many years. I had a break for a few years, but I've come back to amateur radio and thoroughly enjoying it yet again, and making some very good friends all over the world. So it's got to keep it going. But anyway, congratulations, Sean and Ken. Good stuff. My business, old man. Hi, hi. Right, I won't hold it too long because there's a lot of people on, or there will be today, I'm sure, who want to be part of this lovely occasion for your post there. EI9DZ to take, G0GMC.
Yeah, very fine, Chris. G0GMC. And the Mid-Sussex Net, Echo India 9 Delta Zulu. Very good morning all round. Congratulations to you, Ken, and to you, Sean, on your 2000th contact. A great achievement. I've been with you a little bit of the way, and have been pleased to be part of it, and there's been many twists and turns. Signal report, Ken, you're 5.9 plus 10, and Sean, 5.9 plus 15 with me. Very good propagation this morning and a quiet frequency, so it all goes to add to the occasion. Right, there's a few operators that unfortunately are not with us anymore that were great supporters of this net from Mid-Sussex, and there we are. We'll move on. Good morning, Alain. Bonjour. Fox 4, Golf Hotel Bravo in the Mid-Sussex net to take it. EI9DZ, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jerry. Good morning to everyone.
On the frequency,
Echo India 9 Diesel, F4GHP. Morning, Jerry. 5x6, you are. 5x6, Jerry. It's not too bad, it's okay. Good morning to Sean. Echo India 7, Charlie Victor. 4x8, Sean. But there is a station nearby. And especially in my side, yeah. And good morning to Ken, 5-9-10, Ken, 5-9-10, trust you well. And good morning to Chris, G0GMC, 5-9-5-9-plus. So, very good, no points at all. I think propagation is not too bad today. And WX here, WX, it's 8 degrees C, no wind, But the sky is grey and overcast and just a little drizzle, I would say, just a little. So, back to, let's see, maybe Mervyn? Oh, Ken. Ken is the chairman. Oh, congratulations, by the way, Ken. 2,000 contacts, most of them on 80. Wow. I think it took a long time to do that. D3 Whiskey Yankee November, S4G, back to you, Ken. Good morning.
Okay, Alain, Ryan, thanks for the good wishes. Well, it took a long while. It took 45 years, but the hit rate is alarmingly high. We haven't missed a lot, and we've taken all sorts of odd ways of making contact on different bands and different modes, and PSK even. PSK, that was a while ago. But we've enjoyed it, and we're still enjoying it, and we're still great friends, and we hope it may continue. We don't figure that we can make 3,000, but we're going to do it. We're going to give it our best. Right, before I go to Mervyn, GCWYN and the Mid-Sussex Sunday Morning Net. Good morning. Anyone else to join us?
Yeah, G6DGK.
G6DGK. Very good, Gavin. Wonderful. Anybody else? Not yet. Well, Phil's gone up the road. He'll be on in a minute. Right, Mervyn to Rob, to Gavin, please. Go ahead, Mervyn.
Yeah, Mike Zero, Whiskey Victor, Echo returning. Yeah, good morning to you, Ken. Yes, I'm also recording this on, I was up early this morning, of course, and recording this on Hat Green and Stafford, just to be on the safe side. So between Phil, yourself and my, between Phil and myself, we should actually have a recording of this, a memorable QSO. And I also have a toast here. I've got some Captain Morgan Spice Rum together with a hot cross bun for sustenance. So with that, I would like to raise a glass and a toast to you, Ken, G3WYN, and Sean, EI7CV, on your 2000th birthday. So happy birthday to you too. Oh, and very nice that was. So with that, I'll pass it on to Rob. So Mike Zero, KPD stroke mobile from Mike Zero, Whiskey Victoretto.
Okay, very good, Mervyn, and a very good morning to everyone. I'm just travelling between the Sussex Downs right now, so it will just be a short one, and I'll wait for the next go-around. But congratulations to Ken and to Sean there. My celebratory drink will be non-alcoholic, but I do have a flask of coffee, and when I stop at my DX spot, I will have a sip of Nescafe to celebrate your 2000. Well, being safe in the mobile hi-hi. But it's a lovely morning, hearing all of you well, except for right now where I'm travelling through the Downs. So I'll pass it to Ken, because Gavin won't hear me right now. G3WYN M0 KPD mobile. I won't hear Gavin. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, fine. Okay, well, thanks for that. Well, I'm still sipping this Glenlivet, 15-year-old, single malt. Tastes very good at this time in the morning. Of course, Phil was in and out, so he couldn't have any because he's driving, but the thought's there. Very good. Okay. Right, GCWYN to Gavin, G6DGK. Go ahead, Gavin.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. Good morning to you and everybody on the net from G6DGK, and I hope everybody's well. Not a terribly inspiring looking morning, but at least we've lost most of that awful wind. And I haven't got a great deal to report, but so far all signals have been quite good. So with that, I'll say congratulations, Ken, to you and Sean on reaching 2,000 QSOs over, as you say, about 45 years. And I'll pass it back to you, G3WYN, to take it from G6DGK.
Very good. Lovely signal, Gavin. Right, thanks for that. Just did wonder. whether you're going to get on, but that's great to hear you. Right, GC Whiskey Yankee November for the Mid-Sussex Sunday morning net. Good morning. Anyone else to join us, please?
G0 Sugar Whiskey Sugar.
It wouldn't be and that, without it, would it? Hello, Charlie. G0 Sugar Whiskey Sugar. Don't have any rum, but I've got some green in it. Go ahead, Terry.
GTWIN, G0 Sugar Whiskey Sugar. Good morning, Ken. Good morning to all on frequency. From a very grey and very windy Costa del Mablethorpe this morning. It's currently 7 degrees. QNH is 990. We're in for some more wind later on today, I understand, together with a bit more rain, as if we need it. But congratulations, Ken and Sean, on your 2K. Absolutely fabulous, and glad to be part of it in a small way up here on the East Coast. So nice to be involved with such a momentous occasion. Glad you're keeping okay, Ken. 45 years? Long while, isn't it? And here we go. I won't hold it any longer just now. It's a big net, so back to you. G3WIN, G0 Sugar Whiskey Sugar.
Yeah, okay, Terry, very good. Right, well, yeah, we finally made it. It's been a bad week, hasn't it? I mean, you know, who'd have thought? As I said last week to Sean, I'm not being presumptuous. We'll celebrate it when it happens. We won't be too ambitious. And, of course, the antennas came down. I've had them both on the floor. I got the doublet just about halfway up on Friday. So I was able to speak to David over there in Maine and Bob on CW in New Jersey with the antenna about 8 or 10 foot off the ground. But I went out yesterday and got it back up again. So it's up its full height, about 35 foot now, and it's working. But who knows what is going to happen? You know, pictures of oak trees in people's houses don't inspire me when I look at all the oak trees I've got around here, and I shudder. There we go. Anyway, here we are. And Sean and I, 2,000 contacts. Okay, we'll start again next week with 2001. Anybody else about, please? This is Golf Free Whiskey Yankee November for the Mid Sussex Sunday morning net. Anyone else? No? Okay, they're staying in bed, aren't they? Right, EI7CV, go ahead, Sean, that's a nice list. Go ahead.
Okay, Ken, very fine. GTWYN. On contact number 2000, this is Echo India 7, Charlie Victor, and it's great to hear all these familiar voices, and some of them go back right quite a while, too, but there's quite a few who are no longer with us, sadly to say, and my memory is not as good as it used to be, but there's a few names that stand out, and you'll probably be able to put the call signs to them yourselves, but one whom I used to visit quite a lot at his home was Eric, and I always got such a welcome from Eric and his wife. And then there was Louis G5RV himself, who joined us many occasions, and who came over here to Ireland and spent some time down with his old family, his own son and his daughter-in-law and others like that. And of course, who came out here to Dunshaughlin and so on. So you'll be able to refresh our memories again, Ken, on the next time round. So now, I'm passing it around to Chris again. G0 GMC to take it from Echo India 7, Charlie Victor.
Yeah, EI7 CV, G0 GMC. Well, everybody's pretty good signals today, 5859. And good morning to Gavin and Terry, Rob, Merv, Elaine, Jerry, and yourself, Sean and Ken. I got a special message from a young lady this morning, my good good partner there, Margaret, who is wishing you a big congratulations, Ken and Sean, for your 2000. She's here next to me in her silk dressing gown and passes on her very best wishes. So there you go, Ken, and all good stuff. Right, yeah, well, I saw briefly on the news this morning somebody in Essex had a huge tree gone right through the corner of their house. Pretty distressing for them. We've managed to get away with just six fence panels. Are going to need to be replaced at some point. They're not actually down, but they're all damaged, so there we go. Anyway, I'm sure we've all suffered one way or another. Yeah, pretty mucky old morning here. But, oh, very nice, Ken, and yeah, you're talking about Louis and, of course, Eric Metz and, oh dear, is it Eric Holloway? Not Eric, can't remember his Christian name now. Eric, not Eric, yeah. I think, and one or two others that sadly passed by, but does bring back nice memories of the QSOs and the contacts with those lovely people, Ken. Right, going on to EI9DZ, G0GMC.
G4AKG.
Okay, Peter, you're on the list.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. You made my S-meter move somewhat. G4AKG, I'm just sticking down on the bottom. At least I forget you, Peter. Anyway, yes, G0GMC. I'm a mid-Sussex Nat, EI9DZ, and as I say, very good morning to Gavin and to Terry, and of course to Peter. Big signal again, Peter. Gavin, 5.9 plus. A good signal this morning, Gavin. And Terry, of course, hope you enjoyed your Glenn Miller concert, Terry. All very good. And while Chris was reminiscing there, I jotted down a couple of names who well worth a mention. The late Len G0APZ was a great supporter of the NAT, of course, along with Eric, whose call sign escapes me for the moment, and of course Louis G5RV. All of these people I've had the pleasure of meeting when I came to visited Ken and Stella. And good morning to Ron, if you're listening. G0, with great pleasure. You may be listening, and if you are, Ron, a very good morning to you. I hope you're keeping okay. I hope you're still able to listen around a bit, although you don't transmit too much, I gather. But anyway, so enough from me on that one, I think, but we'll move along smartly. To Alan, Fox 4, Golf Hotel Bravo, if you can copy me. You were only about a 5.5, Alan, but go ahead, from EI9DZ.
Yeah, okay, Jerry, thanks. To EI9DZ, S40, SB 5x6, Jerry 5x6, and even Sean. Sean, Echo India 7, Charlie Victor, who was 4x and it's first over, and then it was 5x6, Sean, 5x6. Good morning to Gary, Delta Golf Kilo, 5x9, Gary. And who I heard then, yes, Terry, Sugar Whiskey Sugar, morning, Terry, 5x5, and good morning to Robin, Whiskey Victor Echo, morning, Robin, 5657. So it's okay. And good morning to Peter. I heard Peter very quickly, but it was a 5.9 plus as usual. So good morning, Peter, correct you well. Okay, and so I think Ken and you, Sean, you should today meet together and open a good bottle of wine to celebrate your 2000 contact. Congratulations. And why not, of course, why not to open a good bottle of Burgundy wine. Let's try. Okay, with that, I'm going to OT because my family is at home. My son came yesterday morning to take his son, my grandson, and so I can't stay too much wrong on frequency, as you can imagine. So I wish you the best and enjoy your day. GA3 Whiskey Yankee November, S4GAG.
Yeah, okay. Yes, fine, Elaine, thanks. Well, back in those days, so long ago, when Sean and I and Jerry and others used to go to the rallies all over the UK, we used to think schooners of sherry, these weird glasses, and we used to drink Teo Pappy sherry. It's a bit outmoded these days. I should think that people would laugh at you, but that's what we did. But right now I'm drinking my way down this Glenlivet, and I'm beginning to think maybe Sean and I should do this every Sunday, have a little sipper. I've got a little wee glass, a little dram glass, which is over 150 years old, so it's even older than me, but it's very enjoyable. Thanks, Elaine. It would be nice. We have always celebrated our anniversaries, the 1,000th and the 500th. We had face-to-face meetings, but we've not been able to do it today, but we're determined to keep going. Thanks, Elaine. We'll come back to you. Talk to you next week, hopefully. 7-3s. Peter, take it and give it to UDU.
Yes, fine, Ken. G3WYN and the group G4AKG. Well, congratulations, Ken, on the milestone contact, and to you there, Sean. Good signals this morning. Everyone's well over the 9 and no problems at all. Phil, I don't know where you are, but you're not far from me. Tremendous signal here, so all pretty good. Yeah, okay, I'm having a nip of what does you good. Well, having a contact a bit early for me, Ken, but there we go. I'm going to look out some of my old log books, and a good friend of mine, G8DTQ, but now G0SYR, see how many contacts I've had with him since 1971. So I was just on 2 meters and ATV on 70, so I'll do that sometime. Anyway, good signals, everyone. Right, on to you there, Phil. G4UDU Mobile, G4AKG in the group.
G4UDU Mobile. So, we're up there this morning, and took his video. We've got the commemorative video now and a few pictures, so they'll all be passed on to Bernie for inclusion on a write-up, so that's all been done. Anyway, everyone's good signals, just sitting here listening to all the comments going around. Congratulations to you, Ken and Sean, on the 2000 number. That's pretty good going by any account. So I'll put it back to you, Ken, and you can pass it on around. G3WYN with the group, G4UDU Mobile in Cookfield.
Very good, Phil. Okay, yeah, you're about 20 over here. You're almost as strong as Peter. So if that's a little whip that was on the car when you drove out, it's doing its job, isn't it? That's fine. Yeah, you've also got to remember Eric Holloway, yes, and George, PTJ, who's still around, but used to be a very regular member. Lots of them did, and lots of them learned something about antennas as the years have gone by. It's all about antennas, as I think I've said before. But okay, mine is still up again. I haven't put the big one up, the big 15-meter square that is sitting down. We'll just give it another couple of days and see where we go. But, okay, 2000 is a nice round number. We were quite ambitious. When it caught fire here and the place was all aflame, I didn't think we'd ever make it. But here we are with a new window, which some of you some of you have seen. Great, wonderful. Where are we? Right, Mervyn. Mervyn, Rob, and Gavin and Terry. Go ahead, Mervyn.
Yeah, Mike Zero, Whiskey Victor Echo. Here you are. I'm just having my last plug of my Captain Morgan's Spice Rum here. 1 second.
Oh, delicious.
Been there, Tom. EI9LA.
Of course, for your...
Yeah, EI9LA, standing by.
Roger, we'll bring you in.
Eric, yeah, so I'm indebted to Eric Holloway, who's G3HUA, and he also had KXWTF as his call signs, because he lived over the road from me, of course, and it was him who got me into radio, although, as I said once before, that I was in Pi Telecom, so I started off in radio, but never took my licence, when I left school at 16. However, I used to get on a Sunday morning, the telephone wires used to be singing a little bit, and that was Eric on the air, obviously on the Sunday morning net, and he was coming in when he was pushing out his 450 watts, I was picking him up. So I went over and knocked on his door, and from that I got my licence, and the rest is history. But I have got his book in front of me, which is The Stars Are My Friends. And just before, when he was really on his last legs, actually, he gave me a book, and he signed it, a very scrawly signature, because obviously it was very difficult for him at the time, but he put in it to Mervyn, "This is my life," which is obviously his book. So I'm quite pleased to have that book, and I sort of treasure that one, because that was getting me into radio. So with that, back to you. By the way, Phil, you may not have noticed, got it. I know you're recording this, but I've also got Hank Green and Stafford recording as well. So I think I said earlier that between us, we should have a recording of the whole net today. With that, it's on to Rob. Yes, so on to Rob. So Mike Zero, KPD / Mobile, and the group from Mike Zero, Whiskey Victor Echo.
Okay, very good, Mervyn, thank you, and M0 KPD Mobile returning, and I must say I'm very happy to be here on this special day, and I was just doing a bit of calculating that 45 years for me on the radio, I'm going to be 93, guys, in 2059, so if anyone's around for raise a glass on that occasion, I'll be very happy indeed, but congratulations again to you, Ken, and Sean, just a wonderful achievement, and I was quite wondering what sort of equipment you guys were running back in the day. 2,000 contacts before, I suspect yourselves you've evolved over time, and I'm very interested in the history of amateur radio, and both of you guys have certainly put your footprint on the history of the group, and it's very, very good, and congratulations, of course. Mervyn, I kind of lost you quite a bit there, and Phil, you weren't too strong, but Pete obviously blew my VFO out. And I'm hearing Gavin very well today, as well as the guys in Ireland as well. And you do have another breaker there, Ken, EI9 Lima Alpha, who I'm sure will want to come in and congratulate you as well. But again, very, very good indeed. I'm a new breed operator, as well as a lot of guys on the lunchtime nets, and yeah, it's just wonderful. I really do enjoy to hear these wonderful stories of how you guys have got together, what's gone on, people that have come and gone, and obviously remembering Louis for the club as well. I didn't know Eric, of course, I didn't know Louis, but I certainly know you guys, and you certainly keep those guys in the memories and keep them alive on the group, so very nice indeed. With that, Ken, I'll pass it to you, and I'm not sure where it goes, but also lovely to hear Terry up there as well in Costa del Mapplethorpe. Very nice indeed. G3WYN M0 KPD / Mobile, back to you.
Yeah, very good. Was there another breaker then? GC Whiskey, Yankee November. Listening?
Yeah, it's EI9LA. It's Tom, who was EI7 Charlie Zulu, 7CZ. I hope I'm not transmitting over him, but anyway, that's who's on there, Ken, if you'd like to take a listen. G3WYNEI9DZ, over.
Yeah, I'm most anxious to hear Tommy. Ah, boy. But I haven't heard him, and I didn't hear him break in. Let's just see if I can get him now. Echo India 9 Lima Alpha. Echo India 9 Lima Alpha Golf. Three Whiskey Yankee November. Are you copying me, Tommy?
Yes, Ken, Golf 3 Whiskey Yankee November in the group. Echo India 9 Lima Alpha. 5 and 9 plus 10, Ken. And many, many congratulations to yourself and Sean there on such a fantastic record of QSOs. Sean, 7CV, well, well, well. This is one for the books, all right. Our first QSO in between 30 and 35 years. I leave Sean and Jerry to explain why we let the license lapse, but we're back on the air again a couple of weeks now. And we're listening on Kiwi SDR, all signals 5 and 9 plus, and transmitting on Nikon 7300 into a long wire antenna. So back to you, Ken. And we did meet once, I think, at Leicester, at one of the old rallies in Granby Halls. G3WYN from EI9LA.
Oh, dear, that's wonderful. That really is a voice of the past. EI9 Lima Alpha with a new call sign and memories of Granby Hall. I have a photograph of you. I have a photograph of you and the tall guy and the short one taken up at the Granby Halls, I guess. And you remember we used to go to these nasty cheap bed and breakfast places and get all our stuff together and have what the Irishman called a gloat. And look at that, did you not get one of them? Oh, I've got one of them. And it always helped, didn't it, to have a member of the police with us when you went back to dodge the customs. Think about those things, Tommy, and wonder why you've been off the air for so long. It really is making me speechless. And there you go, Tom. A little glass of Glenlivet to toast this. It must be 30 years or more since I heard you on the air. So where have you been? That is really wonderful. You're 5 and 7, but if you've got SDRs on all that fancy stuff, very good. This is just a doublet, but it does this job. It's put up to fire over to Sean, and it is doing so. So just back to you once more, Tom, and then you give it to Gavin, G6DGK. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Ken, sorry about that. Yeah, G3WYNEI9LA returning to the group. Fine on that, yes, it's been a long, long time, and I would love to see that photograph. that's definitely one for the books, all right. And yes, I remember all the little dust houses we used to go to. Very, very fine. Yeah, we've been off the air now for a long time. Had other interests. Caught up music and etc. etc. We won't go into too many details. But that's the story anyway, Ken. But great to hear you and great to hear all the lads there again. So we pass it over to Gavin. I didn't get the number, but it's EI9LA. Passing it to Gavin. Many thanks, Ken.
Go ahead, Gavin.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. I didn't hear the handover, but there we are. Well, I hope you're enjoying your drink this morning, Ken. I was reminded when you were talking about having sherry parties and the like. I happened to be with the Royal Navy many years ago down at HMS Vernon, which was the Naval Diving School. And on a Sunday morning, the pipe went for up rum. And I was, of course, a guest, and somebody said, well, come and have a top with me. So I went along, and they handed me what seemed to be a tumbler full of rather thick, glutinous rum. And I said, well, what do you do with this? And they said, oh, it's golfers. You've got to get it down in one. So I did. And I kept it down for all of about 30 seconds, and then it came back with a rush. So that's my only experience of drinking in the morning. There we are. Anyhow, good signals all round. It's excellent to be able to congratulate you and Sean on reaching your double millennium, as it were. And long may it continue. I'm going to pass it back to you, Ken, and say 73, thanks for running the net, and I shall go back down to the house and have a bit of breakfast with my favourite blonde. Back to you, Ken, G3WYN and the group, 73 from G6DGK.
Oh, very good. Well, you kept it all together, Gavin. It's all working beautifully. Up spirits is the call, and not up one. But, yeah, I had a one ration and a hammock. and so it did sewing. But, you get used to it. You anticipate it, and it's what keeps you going through the day. But, of course, as soon as you come out of the faucet and you come home and you think, oh, great, I'll get some rum, it is not the same. It just doesn't taste the same if you're not on board. But there we go. We had a lot of fun with it and enjoyed it immensely. Thanks, Gavin. Right, Ranta Terry, who's laughing when you talk about Parsons rum. Go ahead, Terry.
G3WIN, G0SWS. Up spirits, 11 o'clock every morning. Lovely stuff, Ken, and brings back lots of memories, of course, in that respect. Lovely big group today. And just for the record, I thought I'll pass on the signal reports from the Costa del Mablethorpe this morning. You're plus 20 with me, Ken. And Sean, you're 5 and 9. Chris, GMC, 5 and 9. Jerry, plus 10. Elaine was 5 and 7. Merv, you were 5 and 7 with a bit of QSB. Rob, 5 and 9 with me. Gavin, 5 and 9 plus. Peter, 5 and 9 plus 20. Phil was 5 and 5. And Tommy over there in the Emerald Isle, 5 and 7. So very good signals this morning, all things considered. We got battered a bit with the wind up here, of course. We had gusts of 75 mile an hour, which tossed the beam about a bit, but it's a testament to Cushcraft that it's held together all these years. I forget how many years it's been up there, but it's still there, and it's been through some very hefty weather, and the gust this weekend was pretty poor, pretty bad at times. I've actually got some house damage, but nothing I can't repair myself with a bit of cement, but there we go. And sorry about last weekend, I missed, of course. I went to see the Glenn Miller Orchestra up in Lincoln and enjoyed every minute of it. It was very, very good, and enjoyed it very much. So there we go, and obviously congratulations yet again on the 2K, Ken. So with that, from me, it goes to Peter, G4AKG, to take from G0, Sugar Whiskey Sugar.
Yes, fine, G0SWS and the group G4AKG. Yes, fine, Terry, and all fine. And good signals, everyone, and it's quite a good net today. Anyway, I'm not going to hold it too long, and fine on your location, Phil. Yes, you're about 20 over 9 here, so pretty good. Right, apart from that, it's house here lost a couple of tiles off the roof, and a couple of the ridge tiles have come loose, but they haven't come down, fortunately. so I'll be able to fix that, given some calmer weather in a couple of weeks, no doubt. But anyway, I think everyone's lost a tile. I think Ron WGP lost a ridge tile, but ended up in his front garden, I think he said the other day. Right, that's about it for me. So on to you there, Phil. I'll sign on this over, but listen once more round, and nice to hear everybody on. G4UDU Mobile, G4AKG signing, and congratulations, Ken, and thanks for running the net.
Returning a bit early in the morning now for me. I can tell you, yes, I will enjoy getting involved in the net from time to time. Yes, it's great to hear everybody. I've lost track of who's on and who's not on, but haven't heard Sean yet, so we'll pass it to Sean now in a minute. Lousy morning here, raining since God knows what time yesterday. Not a lot of damage, luckily enough. We did have some heavy squalls of wind. But luckily enough, no damage. Plenty of water around the place. So other than that, everything else is okay. So, Sean, I'll pass it to you. EI70V from EI9LA, and congratulations once again.
Okay, Tom. EI9 Lima Alpha, this is EI7 Charlie Victor. And it's great to hear your sweet voice there, Tom, after all those years of absence. So I certainly remember the good times we had, and especially the trips abroad. The first expedition to Granby Halls is the one I remember best, because you and I set out with two large bags, really big bags now. I don't know what they were, canvas or something. But anyhow, we spent the whole day stuffing them full with all sorts of goodies. And we were astonished. The place to us was like an Aladdin's cave, with all this sort of equipment and things, even PL259s and SR239s were there at a ridiculous low price, and we certainly enjoyed the day. So that was some doing. Anyhow, I keep thinking of others whom we had down through the years, and of course Peter has signed now, the G4AKG. I still remember Peter, seeing him driving in his Land Rover up Orchard Lane in Ditchling. That sticks in my mind. And other things, so many other people whose names I forgot at the moment, but that's how things are. And Jerry, EI9DZ, thanks for all your support down through the years, and you're certainly putting a great signal out from Kishkarigan over there in the wilds of the northwest. So now, from me, it goes around to Chris, G0GMC, partakers from Echo India 7, Charlie Victor.
Yeah, EI7CV, G0GMC. Well, first of all, Tom, good morning to you. EI9 Lima Alpha.
That's 5 and 5 with me. Not very strong, but nice to hear you on the band for the first time. Contact for us anyway. All good stuff. Yeah, you're talking about the rallies. Well, I can remember the Granby Halls. I used to go up there. And another one, of course, I remember, I think, Jerry, we met in Friedrichshafen some years back. But I would like to go there again, actually. I think when things have calmed down, I might take a trip to Friedrichshafen. It's just lovely down there. Beautiful part of the country. And nice to do the rallies as well. I noticed there's a rally coming up at Dover soon, in 2 or 3 weeks. I might venture to that one. I might not. Of course, Dover's quite difficult to get to from here. The only way to do it is obviously on the motorway. And it's cross country, it's just a nightmare. Impossible. Unless you've got about 6 hours to think about it. Yeah, I've also got a signed copy from Eric's book, Stars of My Friend. Wonderful book. I think it's about time I reread it. And I used to go and see Eric for the last 2 years of his life every week on a regular basis, up one day after work. And got to know Eric very well and had some lovely chats with Eric. And fine gentleman. So there we go. I've also got some memorabilia of Louis 5RV as well. And again, a fine gentleman. Right, okay. So looking outside, my friendly pigeons that are all waiting to get their breakfast. So we'll move it on round without too much to do there. So it's got to be, and Aina's gone, so it's around to EI9DZ on my list there, Jerry. And lovely to hear everybody on the net this morning. And congratulations again, Ken. EI9DZ, G0GMC.
Yeah, very fine, Chris. G0GMC and the group EI9DZ, I see most are heading off. Ken and Sean will be having whiskey on their cornflakes this morning by the sound of it. I don't know whether it's against the law to be drunk in charge of a rig, but anyway, yeah, might get away with it for a 2000th contact. But anyway, yes, Chris, you reminded me of our meeting in Friedrichshafen. Sean and myself, over the last, I suppose, when we went there first, it must be, 17 or 18 years ago. And then we went continuously, I think, Sean, for 16 years on the trot or something. The rally of all rallies. It was fantastic in the days gone by. But the halls have got, and the junk sale end of it has got smaller as the years have gone by. But anyway, won't hold it up too much here. I'm going to get offside. That picture, Ken, that you have with the three musketeers, or the good, the bad, and the ugly, but we won't say which is which. Anyway, great time. And the sherry, yes. The schooners of sherry. Sure, wasn't it harmless? Ah, dear. Anyway, a very good morning to all, including the shortwave listeners. And Ron, if you're out there, G0, with great pleasure. Good morning. And there's no, this morning, Ken, I note, no G0NOK John. But anyway, he was a great supporter through the years, and still is. Haven't heard him lately, though. But anyway, we'll move on. I'll just put it back to you, Ken, just to check to see if there's anybody else around. G3WYN to take it, EI9GZ.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, okay, so, yeah, it does bring back some memories. And you remember that
you'd be in the queue at Granby Halls because you were in B&B or something, and I'd driven all the way up from Cookfield, and I was there by 9 o'clock. So that took a bit of doing in those days, but we all enjoyed it and had a great deal of fun together, which I wouldn't, you know, which is wonderful to look back on. To all men reminiscing. Very good. Chris, say hello to Margaret for me. Thanks for the good wishes. I note that she allows you to play radio whenever you want to, which is wonderful. Okay, right, Joey. Talk to you next week, hopefully. Oh, by the way, Joey, I finally took that posh switch out of the circuit. I've never been happy with it, and it was still causing a problem which I couldn't diagnose. I thought it was something to do with the feed line, but it wasn't. And I took that posh switch out and put another one made by MFJ in its place, and it's working perfectly. So there you go. You got to look at everything. It's all about antennas, that. Thanks, Joey. Elaine's gone round to Mervyn. Go ahead, Mervyn.
Yeah,
7-3, Jerry.
Yeah,
cheers, Sean, and thanks for the memories. EI9DZ clear. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, sorry, I babbled.
Cheers, Jerry. Many thanks. I'm pulling out as well. Good luck, everybody.
7-3, Tom.
Okay, hopefully I'll get it.
Well,
down
it. EI9DZ clear.
Oh, we got there in the end, I think. There we go, yeah. I think we're losing the propagation, so this will be my final. But just a couple of things, yeah. I lost Phil on his last over, actually. He was bombing in locally, but not on that screen. So hopefully he came up on Stafford with any luck. When I look back on the recording, I'd just like to say good morning to Adrian M0CCD and Bernie M0XYF, who are listening on Hat Green there. So good morning to you and any other shortwave listeners. The last couple of bits were... every week that you can, which is absolutely excellent. So anyway, looking forward to next Sunday as well. And with that, I've got all the signals really from people this morning. All 59, 257. Tom was the only one I'd listened to on Hat Green, really, but apart from that, it's all good. So anyway, many thanks for such a memorable net, and I look forward to speaking to all of some of you.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mervyn. M0KPD Mobile returning. And a very good morning to everyone. I know you're all shooting off to do different things. And the conditions certainly changed. Everyone dropped from a 9 down to a 5, 7 and that kind of thing. But no problem. Thank you very much. Lovely to be a part of the group this morning. And we'll try and be on a bit more as well as the hopefully the wind will die down. But we're on a weather warning, amber weather warning, and I'm certainly rocking and rolling in the van right now here at Devil's Dyke. Lovely to hear you all. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day, and I wish you all best 73. And again, congratulations to Ken and Sean. Absolutely wonderful. With that, I'll pass it to you, Ken. Have a lovely day. And let's hope the weather improves somewhat. It's terrible today. The G3WYN M0KPD Mobile. 73 is all. Thank you.
Yeah, how's Sam? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine, Ken. She had a jab number 4 yesterday. She's had a different type now, and she's not feeling too good this morning. But it'll wear off tomorrow. But apart from that, she's doing okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Give her a love. Okay. Round to you, Joey. You must be laughing at this lot, but the big thing was Tom. I mean, Tom
one went off the air for about 20 odd years, but he used to be a little villain when we used to go to these rallies together, and you can just see us, can't you? Sitting there, sitting in schooners of sherry in this 10 quid a night bed and breakfast, burning all the boxes in case the customs got hold of them. What a crowd. Right, go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, G-C-W-I-N, G-Zero Sugar Whiskey Sugar.
Yes, okay, Ken. Yeah, looking back, of course, all the memories flood in, don't they? One name that came to to mind was Len Killip, G-Zero-APZ. And his book that I have here, his autograph book, A Child of 1918, I think it's called. And I've got a special QSL card from him as well. So good old Len Killip, I remember spending some time with him over the years. And then looking back, and I think out in the shack, I'm pretty sure, I've got every copy of the Mid-Sussex Matters that I produced when I was doing the newsletter. And if you remember, we produced them in a booklet, and we had some special folders made up for them, and I think I've got them all still in the shack. So I can always look back through those, and it brings back very many happy memories of years gone by, Ken. But this is a special day, and congratulations on everything, as everybody said, it's well deserved. And yeah, I mean, Tommy was a good signal with me, 5 and 7, so no problems there at all. I did have one good contact the other day with Papa 2W1USN, Mike, on the Navy Net. We managed to make contact with him down there at QSO. On the beam, on the doublet here, which was, which surprised me because the signal strengths were very, very good. So there we go, the doublet works and the beam's still up. I don't know, we have a lot of wind up here, Ken, and that MA5B, that three element beam, has been through it time and time again. It bounces up and down, inside out, and it's still there. And Cushcraft really made a good antenna there, but I haven't had the chance to use the beam for some time, so I hope it still works when I get out there. I'm sure it will. Okay, Ken, I'll pass it back to you for the finals now. G3WIN, G0SWS.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, of course, Len was a stalwart for many, many years, and there we are. That's everybody enjoyed it. And seem to have been enjoying it now. That's great. I'm really pleased. But it's all about Sean and I. Two old men gasping. Right, Chris, you still there? GMC?
Yes, Ken. Right, yes, I'm with you. I've been monitoring one or two of you on the SDR for the last couple of overs, so that was interesting. I couldn't unfortunately hear Phil at all. I could make out that he was there, but very, very, very weak with me. But, there we go, never mind. I wonder what you think is wrong with that fancy switch, Ken. Do you think it's the connectors or the contacts? Perhaps it needs a back off and a bit of TLC. But, I've got one of those with the N-type connectors, and it seems to work fine for me, but I don't put a lot of power through that one. And maybe you've got a Friday afternoon job there, Ken. Anyway, look, I will sign now with you and all the rest of the group. It's been lovely to be part of this special occasion today and celebrate 2,000 QSOs between you and Sean. So, all the very best. When I'm up your way, I'll call in and say hello again, Ken, in the near future, I think. And we can have a nap. I'll put it back to you, Ken. I'll say 7-3s, but we'll listen round to the very end there. And all the very best to everybody on the net today there. G3WIN, G0GMC, and Margaret says hi.
Okay, fine. Hi to Margaret. Very good. Well, the one thing about those switches, the PL259 sockets on them, or plugs that are on the top of the switches and the bottom, they are really gross. They're very, very hard to terminate with another mating, supposedly mating socket or plug. They're really, really hard to do, to get together. They're just rubbish. And the switch itself is iffy. And I just could not. I was really thinking I was going to have to go over every inch of the about 85, 87 meters of 400 ohm line, because I possibly had an intermittency, although I couldn't see why I should have, because the joints that are made with a great deal of care. And eventually had a good think about it, took the switch off the ball, put this MFJ one on, bingo, everything's fine. So there we go. You can't go by looks, and you can't go by price either. Right, Sean, it's only me and Lee. There's about 12 of us been on today for our special day. I really do appreciate our friendship. As you say, we'll keep going as long as we can. And thanks again. EI7CV, and we're off for breakfast. Go.
Okay, Ken.
G3WYN from EI7, Charlie Victor. Well, the band is changing, Ken, and your signal is gone from plus 9 down to an S7. So it just means that I'm missing the odd syllable from you as the QSB sets in there, and the background noises seem to come up and up and up. So I think we've done very well, and it's been a great session here, and certainly one to remember. So thank you for all the organizing. I'm really pleased to hear that you got your doublet back up to its full height again, and time enough to look after all the other stuff that you have there. So with thanks to Phil UDU, G4UDU up there somewhere up in the Downs, for all your help and organizing, and also M0KPD, Brian was mobile up in Devil's Dyke, a great place to be early on a Sunday morning. So Ken, I think we've just about done enough now, as long as the conditions have permitted, and great to have Tom 9EI9LA back with us again there. It revives an awful lot of the memories of times gone by. And of course, Jerry being a steadfast supporter, EI9DZ, you've probably gone to breakfast, I think, Jerry, but many thanks on 7.3s. Back over to you, Ken. G3WYN from EI7, Charlie Victor.
Yeah, very good, Sean. Yeah, Tommy was a voice from the past. If he's going to be regular, that will be wonderful. And it sounds, from what he said, he spent a few quid on some fancy stuff, so he's not going to be running 10 watts and a bit of string. But I think he needs a better antenna. I'm sure he'll get one. But a voice from the past indeed. Right, thank you, Sean, for all you've done, all the help you've been, all the friendships, and may they well continue. EI7CV, G3WYN, off for breakfast. Cheers, Sean.
Okay, Ken. Well, thanks to you. No need to go into any more details, but certainly it's been a great time and great achievement, and we'll just keep it going for as long as we can now. 7.3s, Ken, thanks for running this magnificent net.
Yeah, bye-bye.
2000, and all the very best to you there. 7.3s, G3WYN. This is EI7, Charlie Victor, going to breakfast. All the best, 7.3s.
Yeah, 7.3s, Sean. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
7.3 to you both from EI9DZ. And just to add, I was chatting to Tom at EI9LA earlier in the week, and mentioned about the QSO today, and suggested if he could make it, it would be very nice. So I'm delighted he did, and I must thank him. I'm sure he might call in again as time passes, but it's good to hear him on the air again. So a very good morning to you both. Enjoy your day, enjoy your breakfast, and we'll be thinking of you. And bus 73 is from Keshkarrigan in the northwest of Glenwood Isle. 73 G3WYN with the I7CV I9DZ off and clear. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. All the best.
And all the best.
73
Tom.
Take care.
Lima,
we'll be here next week with any of that, Cole.
Yeah, I'll be here, Ken. You take care, and it was nice to hear everybody today. And congratulations on running this net for all that time as well. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to be part of it. You take care. Catch you again. G0SWS now going clear.
Yeah, okay. I've got a nice certificate which Phil and I put together, and it's going to go in the post tomorrow. As I said, I'm not sending anything off beforehand. So there you go. It's he'll like it. It says 2,000 QSOs, and it says between Ken Gibson and Sean Linehan. So I'll post it off to him tomorrow, and by next weekend he should be well pleased with it. Take care, Terry. Look after yourself.
Well done. Take care, Ken.
Seven, three, Terry.